Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do I start with that?
I don't know. I don't know where I want to start.
I'll just finish with the magic stuff. I think that Tom Gore's got it right with his latest hires.
Seems like it.
Trajan Langdon and J.B. Bickerstaff.
Yep.
And I like what's happening here.
By the way, you don't hire an owner.
No. You don't take on another partner when you're a billionaire like that. You don't need anybody else's input there. I'm good with how things are working here. I'm good with it.
248-539-9797. You made the point earlier. When you run 68 plays, guess what you get to do? You get to share
spread
the football.
It around, yeah.
The football gets spread around. When you're moving the chains, you're running a lot of plays. When you go three and out, guys don't get utilized.
This is the difference. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me that would show this, and maybe you know where to find it. Like average yards on first down. They weren't behind the sticks.
No, they weren't behind. They had no TFLs.
They didn't commit dumb penalties. There were no TFLs. Everything was positive yardage. So that's the difference. That's why you can have a bunch of plays and spread the ball around, because you're not stuck with second and 12 or second and 15 or first and 15 and make everything. You have to make everything up. You're looking at second and 3, second and 2, or first and 10 again, because the first play got you 17 yards.
Yeah, and when we run 68 plays, a lot of people get to be involved, and a lot of people got involved on Sunday. Carson Anderson, 97-1. Jared Goff talking about Dan Campbell, who knows this team's offense. We'll talk to Jared tomorrow about it. And obviously, Dan Campbell will be on the morning show. Every Tuesday, we get caught up with those guys. 248-539-9797. Look forward to it. As the Lions get a 44-22 win on the road at Ford Field, the D.C. Post, and Detroit improved to 6-3. They got Philly next. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Chump the Red Wings 3-game losing streak. Champ the Pistons Friday night win against the Nets with 80 points in the paint. Last time that many points in the paint may have been Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Wow.
I don't know. Could be, I guess. Dude, the Pistons have really, really started this season on a positive note, and they are making a strong play for Champ of the Weekend.
They're 8-2 to start the year, tops in the East.
Yep.
They look great.
Steven Nevada says, went to Japan last week, and I was actually annoyed how many Lions hoodies I saw. At least 6 separate people across several cities. Guy in the room next to mine as well.
Why were you annoyed?
I don't know. What's annoying about that? Mark in Gross Point says, the Lions found a loophole rule that actually works in their favor with that kickoff out of bounds. Yep.
No, they'll change it accordingly.
Champ Jake Bates for stopping another return that could have gone to the house. Chump special teams for allowing another return to the house. For almost allowing another return to the house. It's from Ian in Livonia. Yeah, I mean, they gotta tighten that up. It's back-to-back weeks, and I'm sure Fip's on it, but he's pretty well respected. You know, I made a comment, and it turned out to not necessarily be true, that I don't expect there to be multiple catastrophic mistakes on special teams, like super long returns and like block kicks, but it was a blocked extra point this week and another long return. So, hey, shore it up or else. I mean, they got to figure something out. Because that you don't want that to cost you in a big game. And hell, it cost them in a win. You can make a case special teams cost them the Minnesota game. You can make that case.
Yeah, you could.
There were other things, but 248-539-9797. Champ, Cade, and company, really encouraging start. Chump, Lions fans complaining about anything from yesterday. That was a good win. That's from an unnamed texter.
Yeah, I don't think there are any complaints. I think you could say that it wasn't the perfect game. It looked pretty damn perfect offensively, but there were field goals that weren't touchdowns. That's nitpicking. I don't think it's
yes,
nitpicking.
It is.
There are areas to improve, and that's not nitpicking, and it's also not complaining. That's just pointing something out that I think they do need to improve their special teams. The return units have given up this, you know, too many return yards.
I keep waiting for this phone call. And I'm guessing this text has come in, Kang. Maybe you can confirm this. The phone call where we're praising this team, we're praising everything from yesterday, and somebody calls up and says, you guys make it sound like they've already won the Super Bowl. And that's clearly not the intent. I'm sure some out there have thought it. But they needed that win that way, in a bad way, for the psyche of this town and probably for their own confidence. I mean, I don't know that their confidence was ever rattled, but the bounce back after losses is incredible.
No, first of all, it's Power Kang. And secondly, we have not gotten that text yet. Okay. The closest we've gotten is it's only the Commanders. So we'll stop with that. Not the Super Bowl stuff yet or anything.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the thing about only the Commanders is we just talked about all the results from Sunday. Going back to Thursday, I mean, Denver was only playing the Raiders and they won 10-7. Buffalo was only playing Miami, and they lost by 17. A lot of teams struggle to beat bad football teams in this league. There's multiple instances of it that took place over. I mean, the Bears were down 10 points with 7 minutes to go, and the Giants had the ball. So winning comfortably and looking dominant, there's nothing wrong with that.
We also say there's only one power rod in town. That's Power Rod Wood.
Right.
All right.
I don't think we need to give it any more attention, do we?
I don't know.
Probably too much already.
See how many people are going to call and call themselves Power Blake. Hi, I'm Power Doug.
No, let's not do this. We're not going to do this.
Power Mike.
Kevin in St. Clair, I love games when Jack Fox collects free money. Okay, let's be clear.
Isn't
Jack Fox the holder?
Yeah,
he was on the field.
He's got a job.
He's got grass stains on that one knee. Don't be fooled, champ. Jack Fox, easiest check in the league. Chump, Deron Payne, got to be better than that. So Kinlaw and Payne both melted down. Was it Kinlaw that was up in Goff's face? And they were talking, and we'll ask Jared tomorrow, what was that all about? What was he saying? Very weird meltdown. And again, nonsense. Not us, but it's nonsense. And it speaks to the Lions call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Culture. They have a good culture, a winning culture, and they don't fall for that stuff.
No, well, I mean,
mostly.
You can say they don't. Mostly. It was after the game that Brian Branch clocked
Yeah, that's true. I'm saying mostly.
Now, the difference was that St. Brown gets clocked, and he stayed standing. Like, that was a big hit from a big man, and St. was like, yeah, and didn't retaliate, which is the toughest thing to do. Was he jawing at him afterwards? Sure, but there was no retaliation. The Kinlaw thing, I just...
That was weird.
It was weird, and Vilma called it out right away, too. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you even in this guy's face? You haven't stopped him.
No, and it was right after an offsides call, and they scored on the next play, right?
Yeah, not only did they score on the next play, it's how they scored, right? That they were pushing, there were three guys pushing him in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if to say, here's the power, man. You can't stop us, and here's another reason why. We got wide receivers that are pushing the guy in the end zone.
248-539-9797. More feedback to the Coach and Anderson inbox. My champ is Fernando Mendoza, leading Indiana back on that last drive to beat Penn State. My chump of the Guardians pitchers involved and indicted in that betting scheme. That's from Terry and Plummet. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. And, you know, I mean, these stories in sports, I hope that everybody's learning lessons here, that you're not likely to get away with this stuff, that, you know, betting irregularities get flagged and get investigated, and these guys are facing prison time. And I, you know, I'm always amazed, and Kang always says, don't be, and people make dumb decisions, and I shouldn't be, but hopefully for the greater good, everybody's learning. I mean, gambling in sports is supposed to be fun, but if it starts to, and it has started in some people's eyes, they can't stand the impact it's had on the game. And I'm not there yet, but I get if you are.
Can we spend a minute just talking about the ridiculous catch from Omar Cooper in the, back of the end zone for
the Charles
Indiana.
Rogers impression?
It was, and you're 100% right. It's the exact same play, same result.
Charles Rogers against Notre Dame, what year was that? Like,
it would have been 2001, maybe.
I was thinking 2001-ish.
The difference is that, unfortunately for Michigan State, after that, I think Notre Dame went down and scored on a couple of plays on a long touchdown pass. But that was the same thing. Back of the end zone, the body control that Cooper had was insane. He's coming down after catching the ball in midair. He's coming down. His right leg looks like it's, you know, way the hell ahead of his left leg. And somehow, at the last second, he's able to lift his right leg up as much as he can while he's falling down, and the left leg and foot touches just in bounds. When the heel hits, I don't know if there's an inch of clearance between the heel and the back of the end zone, but then you look at the right leg and the right foot just grazes just above the grass. It was a phenomenal effort, and I got to tell you, I kind of felt a little bad for Penn State.
I did too.
I wanted Indiana to win the game, but I thought it was delicious to think for half a second that the first win that they get against a top 10 opponent was going to be with the interim coach, because that was a problem that the previous coach couldn't do.
It's funny you say that, because my wife and I, we were up north, and we were kind of bouncing around from store to store, pop into a bar here, grab a beer, watch a little bit. We were at a wine tasting when that game was wrapping up. Yeah.
Wine tasting.
Wow. Yeah.
We went for a wine tasting.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the other side live.
They went from beer to wine quickly there.
However, they did have a TV on and that game was on. And we both said the same thing.
How was the fig spread? Was the fig spread good?
Was the game on by accident?
Yeah.
We both said the same thing. And that was, we found ourselves rooting for both teams. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I kind of want Penn State to win this game, but I'm impressed with Indiana. And they had so many, but even before the last play, their dudes made some catches in that last drive.
Yeah, they did. And I wanted Indiana to just validate what they're doing. They have crashed the party in the Big Ten, and it's fantastic. 10-0. That was clearly a tough game, a hard fought game for them. Penn State really came to play and couldn't get it done. But it sets up for a really interesting matchup, perhaps at the end of the season.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.